Danielle's, St. Helena, California, November 17, 1902. Brother Danielle's, Brother Clarence Chrysler tells me that he gave you a copy of the report made in my house. I had told him I did not wish him to do this, but I think he did not understand me. I did not wish this report to come before anyone. The statements that I made must not be held, but retracted. I am to carry out the mind and will of God. I must bear my testimony, even now and again, for there was human wisdom being exercised, and not the wisdom of God. 2 days after that meeting, it was opened before me that I was not to put into the hands of even my leading brethren statements in writing that were drawn out by questions such as were asked me at that time. I had not a clear knowledge of facts that made it safe to make such statements. I was instructed that I could not put confidence in men and make flesh my arm, as the Lord had not imbued these men by His Holy Spirit to take the position they had taken, and it would not, could not, be carried as these brethren had designed. I was so agonized that I cried and prayed the Lord to pardon me, and the next day the matter was laid out distinctly. Brother Palmer is not to be crowded out, and there must be no abrupt moves made. The Lord would work if men would keep out of His way, but men are interposing themselves, and their light is represented to me as darkness. There are things being transacted that will in time be seen to be mistakes. There must be an effort made to win the confidence of the people, and if men will keep out of the way, all things can be adjusted. A work is to be carried on, in the way of the Lord. Brother Palmer is having his life crushed out by the attitude of his brethren. He has an influence with outside parties, men of business, and if he walks carefully with God, he will do a work which he can do if he has a chance. You must not separate him from the office. Edson White and Palmer are to work together, pray together, and be a help to one another. For the sake of his soul, he is to be carefully treated and restored, but not destroyed. To destroy the confidence in one another is the work of the enemy. The presentation of faults, the ill words, the untimely remarks are doing their work.